Hi, everybody. Welcome to Give Me Credit. I'm John Engen. John Mackey is here again today. John is the founder, the president of Master Credit Solutions. Now, what Master Credit Solutions is intended to do is to help you out of the hole. And we're talking credit because it's such a great unknown. And, John, it's good to have you back again today.
Thank you, sir. Enjoy being here. I enjoy talking about this subject.
It's nice of me to welcome you to your own program. I'm just kind of the facilitator. This is really your time. John, these last couple of programs that we've done, I think, have been very interesting ones. We've talked about the calls.
Yeah.
We can talk about the credit rating. You can talk about your credit number. You can talk about the score is what we're talking about. We can talk about all the different variances in that. But I think the thing where the rubber really hits the road is when those calls start showing up. And we start hearing from these people who are demanding. They have a powerful voice. They're authority driven. They're telling us what we can and cannot do or where we should be. And John, that's an important player in this, is to know how to work with that.
Yes, it is. It's kind of like, maybe forgive the analogy, I don't know, but it's kind of like going to a gunfight without a gun in a holster.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do you battle these people? You've got to know what you're doing. And if you can assimilate the information that I give you, you're going to be putting that holster back on and at least being able to defend yourself to a certain degree.
And you've got you standing next to them in that defense because of your resources, your experience, all the different things that you bring to the party as people get in touch with us here. By the way, I want to give that address out. We've always given it out toward the end of the program. I want to start early.
That's a great idea.
Because I'd love for you to jump online. It would be good for you if you could grab a computer and go to givemecredit.us.
Right.
That's givemecredit.us. Now, what you're going to see there is more details about the show, some of the podcasts we have available. But, John, it also provides a link to your company as a whole, which is?
Master Credit Solutions.
And that is the actual, I think, the front line, if you would, if you want to talk about guns and holsters. Kind of the front line of the battle that says, here's how we can get you out of this hole.
Well, it shows you our results. It shows you the way that we approach the debt collectors and the creditors and the ability for us to help you clean up your credit so that you can jump back into the system again, so that you can hold your head high and pull it out of the sand.
So let's get back to those calls as we've been talking about them last week and the week previous. One of the things I wanted to talk to you about is, what can the creditor do when he says, listen, if you don't respond to this now, it's going to cost you more. I'm going to add this fee on. I'm going to add this element on. It's going to cost you, it was this, but if you don't do something today, it's going to be this.
Well, you know, it's all dictated by law. It's all specified by law. And, you know, as I've shown you in some of the audios that I've sent you, where they've told me that they're going to add on another $2,000, that one where they wanted to send me to Hawaii, they wanted me to go to Hawaii defend myself.
Exactly.
I'd gladly go to Hawaii, but not for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
And the accusations that they were making, they said, you know, you're going to lose and that we're going to add another $2,000 for the inconvenience of having to go over there and to pay for me to go there and prosecute you on this case. The judge is going to go against you, and then we're going to add this other $2,000 on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they can't do that. They simply can't do that without a court order. And that's probably not going to happen. More than likely, it's not going to happen. But if a debt collector just calls you and says, we're automatically going to be doing it, they can't do that.
I know that you don't have an exact ratio, but a good percentage of the time, these folks are not even telling you the truth, are they?
No. No, not in the calls that I've received. And I've received a good many of them. And we record these calls for quality control, for me to examine, to see what kinds of things that they're saying, maybe what direction debt collections is going.
Mm-hmm.
But everything that I have observed and listened to, they're all basically lies. Now, I don't want to, maybe I'm using a real strong word in that, lies, but certainly deceiving, certainly leading you down a wrong path.
Well, there's got to be an element of truth involved, because there's got to be a debt there. Well, maybe there's not. Oh, I guess I was going to say, you're right. That's not necessarily true, because
you don't know what's fraud and what isn't.
You really don't. And until you have sorted all that out,
Right.
You just don't know. By the way, let me give that address again. It's our email. No, it's not an email address. It's our website. It's givemecredit.us.
Correct.
And you can go on a hyperlink. They call that little underlying deal. That will take you over to Master Credit Solutions, which you can kind of digest what John does in walking you through some of the things. John, I think it's important for us to know, not only are you going to help us understand what our credit score is, why it's there, what's standing in the way of its growing, you're going to help us grow it.
Yes.
Get some of those things off. Yes. You're going to help us put some positive things on, but you're going to help us dealing with some of these calls that are coming in and how they're representing what debt we may or may not have. Last week, we talked about the Dunning or the Dunn letter.
Correct.
And that is your first point of insistence if you get a call like that?
Absolutely. And if you're caught off guard and you don't know what to say, and you all you need to do is say, send me the letter. Send me the Dunning letter. That's all you need to say. And then they need to send it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they ask to verify your address, all you need to tell them what address do you have?
I like that approach.
Okay? You don't verify anything. Hmm. What's your Social Security number?
Never.
What do you have? And then, even if they give it to you, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Yeah, but you will never verify that.
Is because you never know what fraud is going on behind that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's so much fraud and deception, thievery that's going on out there. You may get a Dunn letter, a Dunning letter from a debt collector that may not even be a debt collector, may not be licensed, may tell you they're a law firm when they're not. We've run up against those. The amount of fraud is a big issue. The other big issue is debt collectors, legitimate debt collectors, licensed, that may have purchased debts and may own the debt, but they can't prove that it's theirs. And so how do you know legitimately that you're supposed to be paying that back to them?
And that's what
you may owe that debt.
Yeah, that's the purpose of the Dunning or Dunning letter.
Well, that's part of it, yes.
Yeah.
But understand that even though the Dunning letter doesn't prove ownership, it proves that the debt exists to a particular creditor and that debt collector may own it. But it doesn't prove ownership. You need something to show ownership, either a transference where they've assigned it to a debt collector,
mm-hmm.
or where the debt collector has purchased it. They've got to show something.
Folks, we're going to take a very quick break. You're listening to Give Me Credit. That is John Mackey, the president, the founder of Master Credit Solutions. He knows what he's talking about, and he's going to share some more of that wisdom as we come back. And specifically, folks, today I just want to make sure that you take the opportunity to go to the website and find out more. It is givemecredit.us. That again is givemecredit.us, and you are listening to Give Me Credit.
John Mackey here, Master Credit Solutions. Thank you for listening to Give Me Credit. But what this brings up is an area in which you might need help. You might need help with your credit report and your credit score. You might need to clean it up. And let me tell you, folks, I've been there. I know there is no shame in this, but let's get the good times rolling again. The only way to do that is to contact me. I need you to call me at 888-417-3400. Let's at least talk. Let's discuss your credit issues. There's no charge in this, and there's no shame. My email address, johnmackey@givemecredit.us. johnmackey@givemecredit.us.
Hey, welcome back to Give Me Credit, folks. Good to have you with us. I'm John Eng, and that's John Mackey, and we are talking about credit, credit scores, credit ratings, how to determine what they mean, what they say, what to do with them. But more importantly, right now, our conversation is gearing toward those calls that come in. And what those conversations on those calls mean, what they know, what they don't know, what we can get from them, what they are allowed to get. John, it's just a big barrel of murkiness, I think.
It is. And again, but we go back to the abuses and that's heaped on people, and they don't know what they can accept. And a lot of times, you know, people are getting smarter because it's been out in the news, but you've got these debt collectors will set up these fake courtrooms with fake judges and fake benches.
You mean they will go to that degree?
Absolutely. And then they'll come with fake people dressed in fake police uniforms with fake badges, with fake handcuffs, and take people off to the court and make them pay right there. Well, it's all a facade. It happens all the time.
I just can't even comprehend that. It would be an easy way for a fast buck. I guess it'd have to do a high volume on a situation
Correct.
Like that. It's just startling to me the extent that they'll go to make these things happen. John, when that call comes in, now we've talked about the Dunn and the Dunning letter. Right. They're one and the same. Are there limitations to when they can call and how often they can call?
Yes, absolutely. Now, typically, they can only call between 8 a.m. and 9 p.m. During the day, during the typical day.
Right.
Okay.
And then
now,
includes weekends, right?
Now, then the question becomes, well, I'm at work. Can they call me at work? And the answer to that is yes, they can call you at work. However, if you tell them or if it is known to them that you are not allowed to receive these phone calls, then they cannot.
Mm.
If they find out and they continue to call, it's harassment. They can't do that. Hmm. So it's got to start. But then again, what happens? Let's say you work the graveyard shift.
Right.
And it's known that you do. You tell them that. You tell them not to call between 8 and 4, but they can call between 4 and 9. Then they have to respect that.
Okay.
Okay.
And if they contact you, if they actually talk to you, then that's the only contact they can make during that day.
Correct. So if you hang up on them,
mm-hmm.
even if you say, call me back in 15...
They can't.
They can't.
What? I'm trying to stand in the shoes of the collector at this stage. What in their minds is the benefit of a repeated call? Is it just to wear you down?
It's harassment.
Yeah.
It is to wear you down.
Mm-hmm.
But it's harassment. And forgive me for saying this, but, it takes a special breed of person.
To do that.
And I'm not saying it's a good breed.
Yeah.
Okay? Of a person to be able to do this. Not to necessarily collect on a debt, because there are good ways that can be done. But that is so rare that happens that way.
So you take the honest person who says, yeah, I recognize the debt. I'm just going to cut a check, get it over with.
First of all, you never cut a check. Because let's say you owe $1,000, you come up with an agreement that, I'll settle this. All I've got is $500 today. So we'll just settle it and be done. So you write them out a check, or you give them your Visa account over the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
Big problem, because now they've got your account information. And it has been known on certainly more than one occasion where they will use that information off your checking account or credit card account and then take the entire $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
So if you make a deal with them, you need to have it in writing, and specifically what is going to transpire.
It's interesting you bring that up. I hate to interject here, but it really brings an interesting point, because I had a conversation late last week. I guess it was Saturday, now that I'm thinking about it, with a young man who had gone through this. He had some college debt. Now, he was in his early 30s. He had some college debt that had really messed up his debt, his credit score and all that kind of stuff. And he was unable to pay. I mean, the bottom line was he went through the whole thing. And he's been getting some calls now on some of that debt that has long passed something that you and I have talked about, the statute of limitations, in the sense of, is repaying it. And one of the things he says is that, the pressure is on, okay, pay this. You owe this, but pay this. You owe $1,000, but pay $500. And to the average person, it looks like a great deal. And he said, I came so close to doing it, but he said, I didn't know what steps to take. Do I write a check? Because the guy wanted a credit card number.
Was it a debt collector?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Because you're dealing with another issue here, too, because there's two different types of student loans. One that's federally guaranteed, and those you cannot abscond from.
Mm-hmm.
Very rarely can you get away with outpaying those, even through a bankruptcy. That's
right.
Not going to wipe it out. There are those that are privately funded. Those are a different issue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the statute of limitations is going to apply differently to both of those. But yes, you don't want to be doing that. You don't want to be giving them the information. What you do then is you go to the bank, you get certified funds, and you send it that way. That way they don't have any record of your banking account. You also, at some point, if you need to be negotiating, because maybe it's on your credit report, and very well that they may accept less, and as a condition of you paying it off, they will remove it from your credit report. We have negotiated those before.
Oh, have you?
Absolutely.
Well, you're talking about people such as myself. I didn't have any idea how to approach any of this. And so when we got into the conversations on some cases, I didn't know what was up. And then the one thing I noticed was the first calls I was getting were from the bank where a second mortgage had been coming from. The house had gone into short sale, just very quickly for our listeners. And the second mortgage, that bank was seeking collection. Without me knowing it, they sold my note. And all of a sudden, I'm getting a different number with a different calls, different information, different demands, different approaches.
Yeah. And in fact, you may not even have known if it was sold. Maybe it was just assigned to a debt collector.
Oh, they told them, you do this for us? We don't want to bother with this right now?
Yeah. You collect on it. We'll give you X amount of dollars for doing it. We'll pay you by the hour or whatever. That way, they're at least, as a debt collector, they're going to be making something.
They're just kind of subletting the action. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, folks, you can find out more by going to givemecredit.us. Let me give that address again. Givemecredit.us. It is well worth your effort to go there even right now. Now, again, when we get across the break, we're going to give you that address again. We're going to give you some phone numbers that you can contact John, even a text number or two. It's just an ability for you to get directly involved with John, to find out more, and to be able to get on this even today. You know, in fact, when we get back, let's talk about that. Go to givemecredit.us. We'll be back. You're listening to Give Me Credit.
John Mackey here, Master Credit Solutions. Thank you for listening to Give Me Credit. But what this brings up is an area in which you might need help. You might need help with your credit report and your credit score. You might need to clean it up. And let me tell you, folks, I've been there. I know there is no shame in this, but let's get the good times rolling again. The only way to do that is to contact me. I need you to call me at 888-417-3400. Let's at least talk. Let's discuss your credit issues. There's no charge in this, and there's no shame. My email address, johnmackey@givemecredit.us. johnmackey@givemecredit.us.
Hey, welcome back to Give Me Credit. John Engen with you today. That's John Mackey. GiveMeCredit.us. Now, GiveMeCredit.us is a direct line to this program. You can hear some of our past programs to find out what other things we've talked about. But you can also find contact information, plus a bridge that will take you over to Master Credit Solutions. And that, John, really is the heartbeat of what brought you into this type of work, to help people. I should mention that John was a realtor at one time. I can't imagine the number of people you went to that really wanted to buy a house, and oh, there it was.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, that's how I started in 1987, was in working with buyers that had credit issues. Now, back then, if you had a little bit of money, 10% down, you could buy a home under the assumable no qualifying. FHA had that, so mm-hmm. You could assume a debt. But that's how I got into this, and that's when I started helping people fix their credit.
But you bump into it virtually everywhere you go.
Well, you do. And, you know, since that time, we have really leapt. Is that a word, leapt? Leaped? Who knows? We made quantum steps forward in credit scoring, where before, at that point, there was a credit score, but nobody used it with the exception of possibly conventional financing. And back then, almost everybody went FHA or VA, which didn't use credit scoring.
Oh, not at all.
Not at all. And so now everybody's using credit scoring to the point of insurance companies and employment and all the various factors.
Yeah, it's something that, John, one of the burdens that I carry with me that I learned early on from you that I was unaware of was, until you kind of digested it for me, was your cell phone bill may be higher because of your credit rating.
Absolutely.
Your insurance may be higher because of your credit rating.
Right.
You may not be hired by a company because of your credit rating. We think of it as car loans and house loans and whether we can get another credit card, but it's become a greater and more permeated element within our society that people are, more, like you say, more and more people are looking at it for a variety of reasons.
Right. Legal or illegal. You know, where they're trying to remove an employer's ability to pull credit for non-credit related or non-monetary related jobs. Now that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't. They're trying to snoop. They're trying to get as much information about you as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can get it, they will. You know, it's kind of like going onto Facebook and finding out what kind of an individual you are. Or at one point where they were forcing you to give up your Facebook account so that they could view it.
Yeah.
Well, that's not legal anymore.
Oh, that was one of the biggest controversies. I mean, that's so far outside of the scope of our lives at work.
Right.
You know, that's a whole different us. Well, I'll tell you this. There's just so much to talk about, John. This is one of the reasons why this program came to the airway, folks, because it is so confusing. We stopped the last segment, and I wanted to pick up right here and say, what is it that stops us? Even though we may have tried to buy a car and the guy says, listen, your credit's just terrible, what is it, do you think, that stops us from getting in touch with somebody such as yourself to say, I'm going to get this taken care of?
Sometimes I think it's an embarrassment over it. Sometimes I think people think, well, I'll just wait 7 years and everything will drop off.
But that's not true.
Not necessarily.
No.
Not necessarily. But the problem also is that even if you find a credit card, so you apply for a credit card, a risky credit card, and you get a card for somebody with bad credit, and all of a sudden you realize that your interest rate is now 25 or 30% because you're more of a risk.
Right.
Well, you're paying for the extra credit, for the derogatory stuff that you have.
Exactly.
So why don't we take care of it now up front
and save you money on that side?
Remember that old commercial? I think it was a transmission commercial. You pay me now or you pay me later.
Yeah, you're going to end up paying.
Oh, you're going to end up paying.
Yeah. You know, that's such a good point, because you may look at it and say, I just don't know if I can get involved with somebody like John, who is a professional in the business, who knows what he's doing, his experience is deep, legally and all those different things, even though John is not a lawyer, we need to remind you of that.
Right.
But John has the legal bearings to hold up the efforts that he makes. And we got to keep that in mind. What we're thinking in terms of is take the step. Don't hold off any longer. This is a great time, you know, as you get into the summer months. I know you're busy and you've got all sorts of stuff you're doing, but today would be an excellent day to get in touch with John. It's a very brief call to start with, and then John can set up a time where you can sit down and start talking about this.
Right, and it's not a blame game. It's not a matter of, well, how did you get into this? And, you know, I'm not a debt collector. I'm not going to beat you up. As if you were. People make mistakes. The economy threw a lot of people curves. The downsizing of the American economy has thrown a lot of people curves that simply weren't their fault. I think a lot of times, too, when you mention about why people don't call, if they don't call, it's there's been so much fraud in this industry, you know, not just debt collectors or creditors, but also credit restoration companies, okay, where they'll take money and run. You know, I've been in this business a long time. I've been around doing this a long time. I am FICO certified, and I'm only one of less than 100 people in the United States that are FICO certified that work in credit restoration.
Well, that, folks, is why I think as we talk about credit scores and credit ratings and purging some of these things off of your credit score so that you can start, John says it so well, just get you back into the economy. You know, make it so you can get that new car and you're not sitting there waiting and wondering, what are they talking about in the back room? Or if that home opportunity comes up to you and you can actually now take some forward steps. I found myself in that very situation where I had to wait extra months to cover some of the other things that I needed to cover to make this thing happen. That's all a part of it. That's why you touch base with John today. It's givemecredit.us. Now, John, let's get those phone numbers out there as well.
Sure. Texting or calling, either one, is 612-567-2459.
Let's give that number again because you're packing all the time. In fact, the chances are John's going to pick up that phone.
612-567-2459.
Now, you can give that number a call or you can jump to givemecredit.us. That'll bridge you over if you want to, and you probably should go to Master Credit Solutions, and those numbers are available there as well.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, folks, listen, this is a program that I would suggest you listen to again and again. Go to givemecredit.us and find out more. Let's get you back in the economy. Let's get you going again. Let's try to sort out the fraud and some of those things. But maybe most of all, John, take the fear away.
There's no need for the fear. Once you realize what are the powers that you have, it takes away the fear. Knowing that you have rights and that you can assert those rights, you stand a whole lot taller.
Well, John, we need to say our goodbyes, and folks, we hope to see you at the website, givemecredit.us.
Until next time, we'll see you later.